This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. All last week, we got people qualified for a big trip to Aulani Resort in Hawaii. And our winner was Joni from Mountain View. Congratulations, Joni! Joni! So Joni and three guests are flying out to Aulani. Oh, that is
three guests?
Yeah, it's a pack of four. So here's the deal. We're doing it again.
What?
Dun, da, 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 da. Joni from Mountain View won last week. Will it be you this week? Let's find out. This is your first chance to qualify for this week's trip. Call now, 800-400-3697. We'll send you to Aulani Resort, a one-of-a-kind Disney experience in Ko'olina, Hawaii. Right now, call number 97, 800-400-3697, gets a Disney gift card and is in the running for the grand prize vacation for four to Aulani Resort.
Woo, woo.
It's a big deal. I'm sure there'll be all kinds of princesses strolling around. I don't know, they do kind of a Disney experience there, right? You haven't been yet, have you?
I haven't been yet.
Yeah, you got to go.
I've seen a bunch of pictures of Jane around that place, but
looks pretty nice.
Yeah, it looks real good, but I haven't been. I'll go soon. Mm. So I'm looking on Instagram, and I follow your boy Gavin Newsom.
Yeah,
and he says colleges reap billions from student athletes, but block them from earning a single dollar. That's a bankrupt model. Mm. I just signed the Fair Play to Pay Act, making California the first state to allow student athletes to profit off their name, image, and likeness.
That is great.
He says, I don't want to say this is checkmate.
I don't want to say this is checkmate, but this is a major problem for the NCAA.
You obviously brought the bill here. Oh,
so, it is. It is. They've been doing this forever. This, you can't make money. You're getting college education.
Right.
That's your pay.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile,
they use their images. They use the whole thing. Just use them
free. The part that's always tripped me out is you hear about these bowl games that have been in place for 100 years or whatever, and they actually have committees, and these people's job it is to just sort of negotiate these big money contracts for these bowls that happen in their city. And there are all these grown-ups they're making a living off these bowls.
Yep.
Raking it in.
And these kids make zero.
And the kids who've kept these bowl games in the news every year and kept these people in money, and they're going on to not make a dime. And these grown-ups are whatever. They're about to get theirs. Very funny.
Well, this is, it's a long time coming. And, it starts here, and hopefully it'll just cause a rewrite of all those rules because they seem woefully unfair.
Mm-hmm. Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys sent in today. This is about, I read an article this morning about, I know him as the nickname The Duke. Mm. But John Wayne became the namesake of Orange County Airport. And someone was writing an article this morning about how maybe he shouldn't be the name, as he was a known white supremacist in the 70s, apparently. 650 says, George Washington owned slaves, so we should probably change the dollar bill now, too.
Probably, huh?
I don't know. I don't know where that...
Bond's giving a thumbs up on that.
Is he?
Yeah.
I don't know what where the line's going to be drawn on this, but it's a trip to... I didn't know John Wayne was that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, I didn't know he was a white supremacist, but I definitely heard that he was racist.
John Wayne was also gay and hid in the closet.
Oh, yeah?
Says 408.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
That doesn't bother me at all.
That. No.
I'm sorry that he had to hide in a closet. But since he was a white supremacist, that's a fitting punishment for him.
The John Wayne story makes me think of the new Dave Chappelle special on Netflix. He keeps it real and hella funny. Watch it. I did. And I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I won't recommend it because I don't, you know, it'll outrage you.
We love our outrage.
The newest drug is being mad.
Mm. All the time.
Right.
Mean things to say. Clickety clackety click. Send.
I gotta find something to be mad about.
Yeah. Yeah. No, don't worry. I'll look on Twitter. I'll find it there for sure. God, I'm mad.
I saw Judy this weekend, and Renee was fabulous. Have to agree with Corey's movie review. Highly recommended, even if you wait till it's on demand. And I did? Oh, and I didn't really know that much about... Sorry.
And I did. Wait, what?
I didn't really know that much about Judy, but appreciate Renee's performance. Mm. Then John Wick was amazeballs.
I definitely
recommend watching the extras if you own the movie. Learning about the fight choreography was fascinating. Yeah, those movies must have set a record for headshots.
The hits to the head?
No, bullets.
Bullets to
the head.
Oh,
headshots.
Boy.
I mean, it's graphic.
Deadly accurate.
Too. Graphic. Mm. Right?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, unbelievable.
It's gnarly.
We watched Brightburn. So talk about graphic. We watched Brightburn over the weekend. It's the one that's like a Superman origin story, but if Superman had come to Earth and was evil.
I don't know anything
about
this.
That's right. I don't know, 6 months ago or something. Elizabeth Banks, I think, plays the mom. And I don't recall any. I don't think there were any other big stars in it. But so the kid reaches about age 12. And there's this gnarly scene where he's just caused this car accident. And his uncle's in the car and...
Evil Superman.
Yes. He's just a kid. All right. 12-year-old. Super creepy kid, too. They pick the greatest kid, too. You just look at him and be like, oh, boy. Oh, he's so awful. And the dude's jaw's, like, off and dislocated. It's just sort of hanging out. Oh, my God. It's so graphic. I was just like, oh, God. I didn't expect to see that. I wish I had had my eyes covered. Like, I can't stop seeing it right now. Oh. Speaking of bad things that happen to people's faces.
Well, John Wick is very much like that.
Yeah.
Oh, you see more at... Just like that.
I highly recommend Brightburn, though. It's actually kind of a genius movie. I really like it.
More of Bryn's audio forensics. That was awesome.
It was so good. I couldn't believe that you figured that all out and were able to duplicate it. That was amazing, Bryn.
That was fun. I had a good time.
Yeah, he was actually all psyched about it. I'm glad we got to it, because sometimes we don't get to stuff you put a lot of work into.
Yes.
Yeah.
Come on.
God, what's wrong with me?
Am I hearing Bryn? I thought he was on vacation for 3 weeks.
He's back now, and he's leaving. Are you leaving Wednesday?
Wednesday, yeah.
Yeah.
So he'll be gone for 2 weeks after Wednesday.
Another name affected by pop culture, Jenny. Either I get 8675309 or Jenny from
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump.
Oh,
yeah.
Jenny.
Oh, that's it. Do it again.
Jenny.
Yeah, that. I know what Sarah means with breastfeeding. I was at a store and heard a baby cry. Not mine, and my milk let down. I was thinking, that's not even my own kid.
I don't even care about that kid. Go stop it.
Also, once I was on a plane breastfeeding with a male passenger next to me when my baby pulled off the blanket that was covering my boob. Mm. So embarrassed.
Yeah.
He must have seen me.
Well, of course he did, but he was polite enough to look away, I hope. Not going, giggity go. Look at you. Oh, dudes.
Well, look, most guys do respect, and yet it's.
They're
also
still boobs.
They're
right.
Also boys, you know, and biologically we're drawn to look at girls. Mm. Star. I'm not trying to excuse it, but most of us are absolutely get it. You're feeding your kid.
I think I just saw a nipple, though. Oh, God. But can I just peek again real quick so I can see, confirm the sighting?
I'm a mom and have nothing against breastfeeding in public. Just cover up. Yeah. I was at a high school play, and a lady in the front row whipped out her boob in the middle to feed her crying kid. No cover-up. Totally inappropriate. Just as feeding is biological imperative, so is using the restroom. But we take precautions to be discreet.
That's well said.
Yeah.
Right, and just because you don't care if everyone sees your boob, well, like I, you know, other people might care.
Women shouldn't be shunned or looked bad at for feeding their baby and wanting to be part of society when they do it. That's what boobs are for, mm-hmm. regardless of what you think, Vin. LOL. Mm. No, I understand what they're for, but I also right. know that I, you know.
They're erotic.
I like girls. So.
Boobies.
Yeah. Oh, my God. How is anyone offended by baby being fed? People are so stupid.
Yeah, people are easily offended.
Like my name
you said,
is
looking for outrage.
Yeah. My name is Margarita. Try hearing that with or without salt all the damn time.
Hilarious. Oh, my God. You're so original. That must get so old.
Yeah. Probably.
Oh. That's, I've never heard that one before. Mm. Amazing.
Brandy is ruined by you're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be. Ugh, I was named after the booze. Sheesh.
Brandy.
My friend Brandy was named after the song, though. Mm. Just so you know.
That's, such a fine girl. Mm-hmm.
Her parents mm-hmm. like the song.
Mm-hmm. Brandy.
There's mm-hmm. some car commercial that is now yeah. has that.
Oh,
in
really?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh,
funny. I think it's a Ford truck.
Is it? Oh. Maybe.
Well, you know, it happens.
My name is Lucy, and I have so much splaining to do.
Oh, my God.
Lucy,
hilarious.
You got some splaining to do.
Oh, Ricky.
That'd be a good costume for you, too.
Oh, my God. That would be a good costume mm-hmm. for us. Oh, I can see him with you get mm-hmm. the like slick back hair uh-huh. on there. That'd be great.
Like his old hair, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
My old hair could have done it.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
My boy at my son's school, his name is Jake. Oh, boy at my son's school, his name is Jake. For the past 3 or 4 Halloweens, he's dressed up as Jake from State Farm.
Oh, my God. Funny.
Own it, right?
Cockies?
How about this one? 510 says, Karen. The name Karen is ruined.
Why?
I don't know.
I don't know. Is there a Karen
I can't
song
think
or
of
something?
I
don't...
Oh, hold on. Here comes Vaughn. Vaughn knows why Karen is ruined.
Oh!
Here, Vaughn.
Vaughn knows.
Oh, Vaughn
he's
knows.
Thinking all these old all right. people.
So Karen has become the name of the woman who wants to talk to your manager. So when someone comes in the store and says, "Can I talk to your manager?" It's always a Karen. It's like the running joke.
Really? Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's a Karen with a short haircut, the side one side shaved. It's
oh,
like a whole,
oh, Karen.
A whole
this,
caricature.
So this is based on something real, or this is just
maybe enough Karens do it, and
right. God,
that's where
Karens.
It came from. But
jeez.
That's been the thing.
All right.
So
it's like Becky
Karen
with the good hair, maybe, or you
exactly.
know, it's all these.
Karen has the Kate
funny.
Plus 8 hairdo, though the hair to the side with the shaved side.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Sounds like it.
Little
hey,
guy job.
And what about the girl who calls 911 when she sees black people having fun? What's that lady's name?
Karen, Susan. There's a lot of them. There's a lot of them. You know, just like
I need to talk to the manager.
There you go. It's a Karen or a Susan or something like that.
Oh, Karen's ruined according to this text.
All right.
Thanks,
well, now
Vaughn.
We know why. Thank you, Vaughn. That's funny. Vaughn immediately jumps up and starts waving his hands in the other room, and he's like, "I'm coming in." I'm like, "Okay,
got something."
That was very funny. Mm. Who reports on black people? There's a lot of them.
Karen, Susan.
Oh.
What is that?
Just that.
Oh.
Just that. That. Mm. That's a thing. God.
You're not allowed to have a barbecue here.
Right. I have owned a Samsung Note 3, a Note 5, and a Note 8 without ever feeling pressure to upgrade unnecessarily. Apple is a cult, and I'd be interested in the numbers on how many iPhones have contributed to the decline of the environment. Mm. Yeah, it's a good point that tech keeps moving along and they're just like, hey man, we gotta
come get the latest.
This is about the stock market.
Yeah, well, clearly.
We gotta keep our stock price high.
Money! Down on me, pushing down on you. Techmology. It's whack.
SNL was horrible this weekend. Just not funny, says 925.
Oh. I didn't watch enough of it to know.
Why didn't you?
Because I watched it yesterday and I just started to fall asleep. I'm like, I'm going to go to bed.
Oh, boy.
I know. But Woody was funny. There was actually the first thing that they did was they had like a town hall of all the presidential hopefuls in the Democratic Party. Mm-hmm. And it was like the Kamala one was hilarious. It's the chick who used to be on
Maya Rudolph.
Maya Rudolph. She played. Larry David was back as Bernie Sanders.
Oh, funny.
And they had Woody Harrelson, who was the host, playing Biden. There was some really funny crap in that. Really funny. I thought it was funny anyway. And then we skipped to the Billie Eilish so I could watch that, and then I went to sleep.
Who just posted this picture of me and you, Zet? Did you post that?
Oh, one of our interns for what day is it today? Is it? National Love Someone Day or something?
Aww.
I'm lifting her up by her butt cheeks.
Oh.
Why would we post
have
that?
Have a look at that.
Because we're loving each other.
In honor of National Love. So you told them to post that?
Well, we were looking for pictures. She found that one, and I go, put it up.
Oh, boy. Jesus.
Who cares?
That is.
That's a double. I'm shocked that that's. Okay.
That's a. Wow. I can't even. That's bizarre.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I know.
I'm going to like it. I'm just going to go ahead and like it.
Yeah, I don't. You know, all right.
2011.
That's the best we could do, huh?
Shut up, Benny.
I really want to love somebody.
All right.
Hey, how are you looking at Instagram when you're reading texts right now?
I checked that for texts as well. Hey, Sarah, did you check your 23andMe?
I didn't. I haven't checked.
What is wrong with you?
I have too much to do.
I can't really say.
Oh, boy.
She's not telling you why I didn't check?
Right. You didn't check.
I forgot. I told John that I
sent you
to.
20 texts. 20.
Yeah, one of them was about that.
Yeah, but it was about that. It said, do not open me. Save me.
I know, but I still opened it. It was a dot. I hate when I have a dot. I need to clear the dots.
You sound like me.
Mm. Except I don't delete the whole thread afterward.
Well, that's just the way it's got
to
be.
I like to be able to go back in my text and see what we talked about, other me and whoever. Like they say, oh, no, you said you died. Well, hold on. Let me look. Oh, you're right.
I know.
Oh, my God. What a way to start my Monday. Vinny's story of his mom and her car. Good thing I'm the only one at work. Belly busting. Thanks. Much needed. Yes. Yeah, I'm glad you got a laugh out of that.
Well, turn them on. Mom, they're on. And your brother ran into your mom's car with his monster truck. That's just so funny. It's got it. That whole story was
hilarious.
He
was super bummed about it because, you know.
He hit mom's car.
Yeah.
And she was in it.
Well, and she was honking. Yeah. You know, stop! Don't back up!
He have his music cranked or something?
Probably. Okay, here's another text. Right. One last text. Right. This is from John Weaver.
All right.
Our friend.
Sure. Our friend John Weaver?
The movie
Weaver's
guy?
Coffee.
Oh, yeah. John
Weaver. Oh, that Weaver. I was thinking the movie guy Weaver.
Hey, you can put your producers to it. There is a punk song from the late 80s or early 90s that had the lyrics very prominently, John Wayne was a Nazi. I remember talking about it. Maybe it was right after the Playboy interview with friends. Have a great day.
John Wayne was a Nazi.
I
don't know.
I didn't
about
know
that,
this was widely known, and I was around listening to that music in the 90s and 80s and 90s, and I never heard it. I didn't know.
Can't know everything, Ben.
Well,
and you can know stuff and then forget you know it.
Yeah, that's true too.
You hear stuff and you just go out the other ear.
And you probably can't play that because it's probably. All right. There it is.
No, thank you, John
Good
Weaver.
Grief.
Turns out the punk rock community knew about it.
Who knew?
All right, we'll be back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Just a sec.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's Morning Show. Happy Monday, everybody. Oh, hooray. It's finally here. Yay.
What?
Monday.
Oh.
No, it's good. It's great.
Yeah, time Monday for flying. Me was a Monday, for sure. Flat
well,
tire,
start
right?
Start with a flat first tire. Thing. That's just not a great way to start your week. But you made it here. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, if you ever wonder why I have two cars, that's why.
Yeah.
Because I know I can't fix stuff.
You should even have more cars than that. You should have cars parked all around your house.
You think so?
You just never know, Ben. Well, you never know. 11 pounds or whatever the PCI was
PSI.
Down to. PSI.
Yeah, I'll go Constance deal with that after I get my kid the piano.
Yeah. Priorities. Well, anyway, we're off to a wonderful start.
Yeah.
I can tell this is going to be a great week of radio. Enjoy Bren while you got him. He's going to Vietnam as of Wednesday. Mm. That should be fun. Mm. Have a great time.
The native land.
Yes.
Well, not mine, but.
You were born in Florida.
That's right. All American.
Where was Don born in Vietnam? Or
he was born in Malaysia in the dirt.
Oh,
remember?
That's right. That's
on his, on their way.
Yeah. On
so
the
they
way
left.
They had left.
But
pregnant.
They had to stop at an island so his mother.
Right.
His
so
mother
she could
birth, right?
Let him out
in the dirt. Sure.
That's right.
Let him out. Get back on the boat. All right.
Let him out.
Push it real good.
Let me out.
Oh my. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I'm thinking this is going to be a crazy week.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.